Okay, I'm going to try and get through this without crumbling, so just bear with me. If you thought you were going to hear a beautiful testimony about how one day I came to know God and my life was changed forever, then you're probably going to be disappointed. The fact is, God's always been there. Never really known life without him. Some of you might be thinking, how lovely, what a privilege. And you'd be right, but life isn't always that straightforward, is it? I'm not going to stand here and give you my life story, I probably couldn't, but I'm going to be honest with you, and if there's one thing I've learnt this week, it's that God doesn't ask us to pretend to be something we're not. He created us and loves us just as we are. He wants to see our honest selves, warts and all. So let me introduce myself. I'm Esther, wife to my long-suffering husband, Chris, mum to two beautiful children, a vicar's daughter, and I guess I should now add to that a vicar's sister. So life should be pretty rosy, right? Certainly after my good Christian upbringing, my journey of faith should have been straightforward. But I guess things just aren't always what they seem. Those that know me well know that I have what I like to call an analytical mind. But that basically means that I question everything. Isn't that right? In my day job, this often plays out to my advantage. But as I've been reminded this week, with many things, sometimes our greatest strength is also our greatest weakness. As I went through my teenage years, questioning turned to doubt, which turned to skepticism. I'd lost my childlike faith, which had been so real for me. In my younger years, this continued during my years away from home at university, and I journeyed as far away from God as I could get. Looking back, these days were really dark and painful times, during which I suffered a period of crippling depression. Through the strength and grace of God and help and support of my family, in particular my long-suffering and never-wavering parents, I recovered and slowly began to draw nearer to God again, and yet faith was still just a mystery to me. A few years ago, after having Ava and feeling God's hand on my life a little more, and growing ever more frustrated by my need to know and understand everything, I decided to just put all of my questions and doubts to one side, to part them, and to just believe and see what happened. I wanted to regain my childlike faith, and I wanted to focus on getting to know the living God. This seemed to work to an extent, and I felt that I'd found a place of faith at last. However, it's not all been plain sailing. Don't get me wrong, there are many blessings in my life, and there have been many times when I've felt the hand of God. But I don't think I've ever experienced what I hear other people talk about when they say they've been filled with the Holy Spirit. I've just never had one of those moments. Just this week, after a bit of soul searching and trying to confirm in my mind that getting baptized was the right thing for me, I found the old doubts and questions creeping back in. Simon did warn me last week to be prepared for a wobble, as the enemy would be at work. And although I doubted it at the time, he wasn't wrong. This week's been really testing. I've had a major wobble, once again trying to make sense of so much that I just don't understand. But I'm still standing here today, so the story can't end there. I got myself into such a state this week that I turned up on Mum and Dad's doorstep, in tears, feeling ashamed, like a fraud, knowing that I still had all of these doubts, and yet I was supposed to be getting baptised in just a few days' time. We talked and we prayed, and they told me, Esther, this is why it's called faith. We can't possibly have all the answers. We just have to trust in God. I felt a little bit better, and from there, I've tried to focus on drawing closer to God. The conclusion that I've come to this week, and I'm hoping Simon will still let me get in the pool after this, is that it doesn't necessarily matter what I think about how the world began. or what we're still doing here 2,000 years after Jesus came to earth. These are things that are just too big for my tiny human brain to understand. And accepting that for me has been really difficult. The only thing that really matters is that I believe in Jesus Christ as my Saviour. That he died to set me free from sin, that he died to set me free, and that I'm loved beyond all measure. And so here I am, this, today, getting into that pool is my leap of faith. And what happens here, from here, is in God's hands. For those of you that went to see Wren Collective on Thursday, I'm letting go and trusting when I cannot see. Now that is faith, and this is my faith.
Esther, the verse that Simon has given you is from Isaiah. It's 43:19. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland.
Well, you just reminded me of something. There was a very famous theologian called Karl Barth, and on his deathbed, everyone was gathered around thinking he was going to say something really profound, his last thing. And they said, "What's your last thing to say, Professor?" And he said, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." And I think he pegged out just after that. No, he went to be the Lord, I should say, but you know what I mean. But so I just want to endorse what you say there. So, Esther, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, and are you trusting in him alone for salvation? Having been told something of the meaning and significance of baptism, is it your wish to be baptized? Do you promise with God's help to follow Christ all the days of your life and to serve him within the fellowship of his church? Esther, because you've trusted in Jesus as your Savior, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday.